Part 6. The Franklin's Tale.
I am a simple man,
said the Franklin.
I haven't read many books, but I will tell my story simply and clearly. A long time ago, in Brittany, there was a knight who loved a lady. She was one of the most beautiful women under the sun, and came from a noble family. He was afraid to speak to her, but at last he asked her to marry him. She knew how much he loved her, and decided to accept him as her husband and her lord. In return, he promised that he would never use his power against her, but would always do what she wanted. He would never forget that he was her lover as well as her husband.
Sir,
she said,
you have given me everything I want from marriage, love and independence. I will be your true wife until I die. My heart is yours.
This is the best kind of marriage. Love will not be limited by power. When one person tries to control the other, the god of love beats his wings and, farewell, he is gone. Women want to be free, not to be servants. And men are the same. So the lady took the knight as her servant in love, and her lord in marriage. If you are not married, you can't imagine the happiness that a wife and husband can enjoy. Soon, however, the knight, whose name was Arviragus, had to go to England to fight. He stayed there for 2 years. His wife, whose name was Dorigen, loved her husband as much as she loved her own life. While he was away, she cried and sighed and lost her appetite. She could not sleep and paid no attention to the world. Arviragus sent her letters, telling her how much he loved her. At last, she began to recover. She drove away her dark fantasy. Her castle was on the coast, next to the sea. Dorigen often walked with her friends along the clifftop, but when she saw the ships on the sea, she began to cry,
"If one of these ships brought home my lord, then my heart would be happy."
There were terrible black rocks in the sea. Her heart trembled with fear.
"God, why did you make these black rocks and put them here in the sea? They are no good for anything. They destroy ships. Thousands of men have died at sea. It kills my heart to look at them."
One morning in May, her friends had a party for her. They wanted to make her happy. They went to a garden full of flowers with their bright colors and sweet perfumes, a little paradise. After dinner, they began to dance and sing. But Dorigen stayed alone. She could not be happy without Arviragus. At this party, there was one of her neighbors, a young squire named Aurelius. He was as bright and handsome as May itself. He was young, strong, honest, rich and wise, a perfect lover. He had loved Dorigen secretly for 2 years, but had never told her. He had written many songs and poems about a beautiful lady that he loved hopelessly, but she herself had no idea that she was the lady. Aurelius decided that the time had come to open his heart.
"Madam, my heart is breaking. You can kill me or save my life with one word. I lie here at your feet. Give me your sweet love, or I will die."
"What are you saying?"
said Dorigen.
"I will never be an untrue wife. Take this as my final answer."
But, after this, she added as a joke,
"Aurelius, I would give you my love if you could remove the black rocks from the sea. If you can do that, I'll love you more than any other man."
"Is there no other way to win your love?"
"No, by God. Forget this stupid idea. Why do you want another man's wife?"
"Madam,"
said Aurelius,
"it is impossible to remove the rocks. So I will die for your love."
With these words, he left her. At his house, he shivered with cold. His heart was ice. He got down on his knees and spoke to the gods.
Apollo, god of the sun, help me. Your sister, the goddess of the moon, has power over the seas and rivers. Ask her to make a great flood which covers the black rocks. Then I can go to my lady and say, look, I have won your love.
With those words, Aurelius fell on the floor. Luckily, his brother found him and carried him to bed. Now it is time for me to tell you about Arviragus. He came back from the wars after he had won many battles. Dorigen, you are so happy now. Your husband is in your arms. He loves you better than his own life and never imagines that another man has spoken to you about love. Aurelius was lovesick for 2 years. He stayed in bed and told no one about his desire for Dorigen except his brother. His brother was very worried.
How can I help Aurelius?
He asked himself.
I remember that when I was in the city of Orleans, I saw a secret book. There are students of magic who can make a river flow inside a house or a lion appear at a dance. They can make people see a castle suddenly appear and then, when they wish, it disappears again.
So his brother told Aurelius about the book. Aurelius immediately decided to go to Orleans with him. As they came near the city, a young man met him.
I know why you are here,
he said.
I am the magician who can help you.
This man took the brothers to his house and showed them fantastic things. Knights fought a great battle in front of their eyes. Then Aurelius saw Dorigen dancing and went to join her. The magician clapped his hands. Everything disappeared. The magician promised to make all the black rocks disappear from the coast of Brittany.
But you must pay me £1,000. Nothing less.
Aurelius laughed.
I would give you the round world if you could help me win the love of Dorigen. I promise to pay you.
Next day, the brothers and the magician rode back to the coast. It was December, the beginning of winter when all the green had disappeared from the world. There was frost and rain and snow.
Please act quickly,
begged Aurelius.
If I have to wait longer, I will kill myself for love.
The magician was sorry for him and worked day and night. He took out his magic books and chose the best time for his trick. The moon and stars were in the right place in the sky. Then, by magic, the rocks became invisible. No one could see them. Aurelius went to the cliff and looked. Then he fell at the magician's feet.
Thank you, my lord, and thank you, Lady Venus.
He went quickly to find Dorigen.
My true lady,
he began.
You almost killed me when you did not give me your love. But now, remember your promise and do not murder me. I have done what you wanted. The black rocks have gone. Go and look. Then, if you decide to be true to your promise, come to me at the garden. We will be lovers there.
Dorigen lost all the colour from her face.
I have been tricked. I never imagined that it would be possible to remove the rocks.
She went home and cried for 2 days without stopping. Arviragus was in another town, so she had no one to help her.
I must choose between breaking my promise to Aurelius or being an untrue wife. There is only one solution. Many famous women in history have killed themselves to escape from men who tried to take their love. I will be one of them.
On the third day, however, Arviragus came home.
Why are you crying, my darling wife?
He asked her. She told him everything. Arviragus was not angry, but spoke softly to her.
My dear wife, I cannot ask you to break your promise. My love for you tells me that you must be true. Truth is the highest thing in a person's life.
Then he suddenly began to cry.
But never speak to anyone about this thing after you have done it. Now, get ready to go to Aurelius. Be happy. No one must see what is happening.
Perhaps you think that he was stupid to put his wife in such danger. But listen to the end of my story, then decide. Dorigen met Aurelius in the street as she was going to the garden to keep her promise.
"Where are you going?"
he asked, his face bright and happy. She told him everything. Aurelius was shocked. He realized how much Arviragus loved Dorigen. He decided it was better to forget his love than to make her love him against her will.
"Madam, tell your lord Arviragus that I understand his love for you. I will not come between his love and you. I agree to forget all your promises. Madam, you are the best and truest wife I have ever known. Your husband has been generous, and I will be generous also."
Dorigen went down on her knees and thanked him. Then she returned to Arviragus and told him what had happened. They were happy for the rest of their lives and lived like a king and queen of love. Aurelius realized that he had lost everything.
"I must pay the magician £1,000. I must sell my house and all my land, but I must keep my promise."
Sadly, he went to the magician.
"I can pay you £500,
he said.
"Please give me time to pay the rest."
"Didn't I keep my promise to you?"
asked the magician.
"Yes, you did,"
replied Aurelius.
"And didn't you enjoy the love of your lady because of my magic?"
"No, no."
"Tell me the reason, if you can."
"She wanted to kill herself. But her husband loved her so much that he wanted her to be true to her promise. When I heard this, I sent her back to him."
"My dear friend, you have all done well. He is a knight, and he was generous. You are a squire, and you were generous. I am a philosopher, and I will be generous. I don't want any money for all my work. So now, goodbye."
The Franklin turned to the other pilgrims.
"My lords, who is the best, most generous gentleman? What do you think?"